The New Hampshire Motor Speedway hosts two NASCAR Sprint Cup events each season and can hold more than 95,000 fans. But today, the massive aluminum grandstands are empty. It's Wednesday, day three of the Formula Hybrid International Competition, and the roar of stock cars has been replaced with this. Okay, to be fair, that was an electric-only run. When it's time to hit the gas in these open-wheeled, Indy-style hybrids, some of them sound like this. This year's competition has attracted more than two dozen teams from the U.S., Canada, Italy, and Russia. A team from Taiwan is here, too, but their vehicle is still in New York because of a customs problem. This morning, the teams are doing acceleration runs on what normally serves as pit row. One by one, students drive as fast as they can down a straight 75-meter strip. There are electric-only runs and unrestricted runs in which gasoline use is allowed. The day's fastest times are just under 5 seconds. University of Wisconsin team member James McFarland says when you finally get behind the wheel after months of working on a car, there's hardly time to let the surroundings sink in.
There's no real extra time to think about, you know, how cool this is. And now that I step back and think about it, it's really cool that I just got to drive a car on, you know, professional racetrack. And the surface is so much better than anything I've ever driven on before. And the tires just stick really nice. And,
but when you're in there, you're thinking about making this thing that you've been working
on. It's definitely total tunnel vision. Clutch, shift, brake, gas, feather the clutch.
The Society of Automotive Engineers, now known as SAE International, started holding competitions for student-designed and built Formula race cars in 1979. Doug Fraser is the director of the Formula Hybrid Project at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire. Fraser says in 2006, some Dartmouth students built a gasoline-electric hybrid, but SAE International wouldn't allow it in the regular competition, so Dartmouth created its own event.
We did it just as a demonstration event out here in a parking lot 5 years ago, and it was so well received that we just decided to try to formalize it, wrote up a set of rules, created a rules committee. The SAE got on board, and so we are now a member of the Collegiate Design Series, which is a number of competitions worldwide, actually.
McGill University has been part of the event since the first demonstration in 2006. The team's car is a series hybrid, meaning it has a built-in gas-powered generator, but the motors run entirely on electricity. Joey Oddman is the team captain. He says driving a quiet race car takes some getting used to.
We're from Montreal, and we have the F1, and they have the Grand Prix there, and that's just ridiculous. I mean, you have to have headphones in to even be near the cars, whereas us, you can walk around and listen to your iPod, and the iPod's louder than the car running, so it's very different.
To be allowed on the track, each team has to undergo a rigorous set of safety inspections. Hybrid systems operate on potentially lethal voltages, so there's an electrical inspection. There's also a brake check and a tilt test to check for center of gravity and leaks. The teams are judged in six categories, including design and team presentations about the vehicles. Tomorrow, there's a 22-kilometer endurance run with a set amount of fuel. Run out of fuel and you don't finish. Finish with something left in the tank and you could have gone faster. This afternoon, the cars are weaving between cones on a banked portion of the track. Texas A&M's production manager, Sam Craven, says the autocross course tests handling, acceleration, and braking.
So when you have a course like this, this is kind of a, what our professor said, when the green flag drops, the bull stops. So this is the chance for all the teams that, you know, may have a good-looking car, may have a really great design. This is the chance to kind of be like, okay, well, it actually works, or that's an awful idea, so...
Building a Formula Hybrid race car can cost up to $30,000, and students often have to find funding on their own. While the cars cost a lot, New Hampshire Motor Speedway provides its services free of charge. Speaking during a press conference, Speedway General Manager Jerry Gappens says the racing community is always looking for new technologies, so hosting the competition seemed like a perfect fit.
The day of being a shade tree mechanic are over. I remember as a boy, my dad would throw a hoist up on a tree limb. He could pull an engine out of a car. We'd fix it right there under the tree or in a one- or two-car garage. Today, with the technology advances that have been made, NASCAR teams are hiring specialized engineers.
Formula Hybrid Project Deputy Director Winnie Washburn says having the competition on a professional track makes all the difference.
Amazing. This is amazing. This is a NASCAR speedway. I mean, and here we are, like, in the garages like we're NASCAR people, but they're students.
Mario Chiara DeVasco captains the team from Politecnico di Torino in Italy. He says all the teams want to win, but there's a spirit of cooperation.
I mean, here we are all people from university, students, some teachers. So we like to share around tools and materials. And we also got a lot of materials from other teams. Let's say Drexel, they gave us some spare materials, some tools. They're also giving us some t-shirts from their university, so that's pretty cool. It's a good collaboration.
San Jose State University senior Matt Kilthow and his teammates spent a lot of time talking with other teams and checking out their cars. What feature caught Kilthow's attention? Maybe a capacitor or front-wheel electric motor. Oh, come on. These are race cars, after all.
The Italian car has a lot of fancy gadgets on it, I guess, like steering wheel displays, and we'll see if they perform any better with that stuff. You know, it's not necessarily going to make them faster, but it's pretty cool.
Doug Fraser says Formula Hybrid generates a lot of excitement on the track, but the most exciting aspect may be innovations that could be used beyond the speedway.
We actually have two teams that have registered that have applied for patents on their hybrid drive architectures. And this was more than we dared hope for. We'd set this up. This is an educational program. It's to get mechanical, electrical engineers working together, collaborating on a project, you know, following it through to completion. And we hadn't really hoped that the solution to the world's energy problems would pop out of a student design, but it might.
In the end, the Formula Hybrid competition was a proverbial photo finish. Politecnico di Torino topped defending champ Texas A&M by just 3.4 points out of a possible 1,000. No word on whether Politecnico's fancy steering displays were the difference. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.
All right, time in for McGill University, 60.579.